And it's Labor Day, traditionally considered the end of summer, although Hermine put a bit of a washout on the East Coast, flooding in some places, riptides closing a lot of beaches in even sunny spots. A tropical storm warning is in place from New York's Long Island to Massachusetts, although that hasn't stopped surfers. But then, after this weekend's over, it's back to school and work. So how about taking a great walk before that, as one father and son did, to reflect on the passage of time? 6 years is barely the blink of an eye for the White Mountains of New Hampshire. They've defined the landscape in that state for more than 100 million years. But 6 years to a dad, that's a lifetime. As Sean Hurley of Here and Now contributor NHPR discovered while hiking in the White Mountains recently with his son.
We're in the car. In the Welch and Dickey parking lot. It's 2010, and my son Sam is 5. Throughout this summer, we'll hike these mountains once a week.
Daddy!
Yeah, buddy?
3 plus 3 equals 6. 60s! 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 60s!
Okay, hop on out.
6 years later, a little less often, we still hike Welch and Dickey. 11 years old now, Sam shows off a newer skill. Reading the sign at the trailhead.
Welch Dickey Loop Trail, Welch Mountain, 1.9 miles. Dickey Mountain, 2.3 miles.
When he was 5, Sam would bring along his favorite marble, which always became a little plane. He'd zoom through the air.
This airplane is heading to a thunder cloud full of all different kinds of thunderbolts.
Oh, no.
Nowadays, Sam's imagination is gripped by more likely adventures. Prompted by a lost hand towel near the start of the trail, he comes up with a plan for this hike.
I want to see if I can find some things that people might have dropped, like, for instance, that towel. Like, remember you said you were running and you found a gigantic pocket knife on the ground?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still have that upstairs.
Oh, you do? Oh, I thought you gave it back.
Who would I give it back to?
Like some random guy on the street.
Back then, the world was still sorting itself out.
Daddy, I thought you were drinking water, but really it was that tiny waterfall.
Back then, out of the blue, based on nothing, the sudden inexplicable exclamation.
Oh, no! My watch is broken!
Oh, no!
Now, Sam knows he's being recorded. He's self-aware, self-monitoring, is restrained, as we talk about the movie, Everest.
I don't want people who are listening to this listen to us go into the terrible, gory detail of Everest.
I ask 11-year-old Sam if he remembers hiking Welch and Dickey when he was 5.
Not really. I think I might have a memory of me being in the baby bichon, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe, but it's vague.
When he was 3 and 4, I used to carry him up Welch, down Dickey, in the Bajorn. My memory of those hikes is as vague as his. It goes fast, seasoned parents will tell you. I've said it. What isn't said is how dreamlike, how blurred it is. It's hard to keep track of all the different little people your children have been. Who they've become, eclipses who they were. But things echo, old conversations recur, are rewritten. On both our hikes, now as well as then, Sam and I came upon 2 different trees, both stripped of the bark on their lower trunks.
This could be from a bear.
Yeah.
Scratching in it with his paws. Or it could just be people pulling the bark off, that's hard to say.
Couldn't have been.
The earlier conversation from 6 years before isn't much different.
See all this this tree with all the bark ripped off?
Yeah.
You know who did that?
Who?
I think it was a bear.
How did a bear do that? I don't see on a bear.
At the time, we both sat and began peeling bark from the dead tree.
You know, maybe it wasn't bears. Maybe it was little boys.
No.
Maybe every time little boys come past here, they peel a little bit of bark off.
No.
You don't think it's little boys?
No, it's a bear.
Sam's imaginary watch will likely never break again. His marble that was a plane has probably flown its last mission into the thundercloud filled with all different kinds of thunderbolts. But there are these trees in the forest, stripped of their bark. And maybe it was bears that did it, or maybe little boys. And maybe one day an old man and his son will try once again to sort it all out. Was it bears? Was it boys? Or was it, maybe, somehow, us? For Here and Now, I'm Sean.
And I'm Sam Hurley.
And it was definitely boys.
Bears.